rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil.
You anoint my head with oil.
When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and as they were eating, he said,
"Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me."
And they were very sorrowful, and began to say to him one after another,
Is it I, Lord?
"He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born."
Judas, who would betray him, answered,
"Is it I, Rabbi?"
"You have said so. I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until
And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying,
"Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for many. Do this in remembrance of me."
And likewise the cup, after they had eaten, saying,
"Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine again until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Do this in remembrance of me.
Take this and do this. Do this in remembrance of me.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper, and laying aside his outer garments, he tied a towel around his waist. Pouring water into a basin, he began to wash the disciples' feet. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him,
Lord, do you wash my feet?
What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand.
You shall never wash my feet.
If I do not wash you, you have no share with me.
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his face, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you.
For he knew to betray him. That is why he said, not all of you are clean.
When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them,
do you understand what I have done to you? For you call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I take that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going.
How can we know the way?
I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him.
When they had sung a hymn and rose from supper, they went out to the place called the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to his disciples,
you will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee.
Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away.
Truly, I tell you, this very night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you.
And all the disciples said the same.
And Jesus went with them to the place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples,
sit here while I go over there and pray.
And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and became very sorrowful and troubled.
My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me.
Going a little farther, he went away and prayed, fell on his face, saying,
my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
Returning to his disciples, he found them sleeping, and he said to Simon Peter,
"So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
And again he went away and prayed for a second time.
"My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done."
And again he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he went away and prayed for a third time, saying the same words again. And returning to his disciples once again, he said to them,
"Rise, sleep, and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
Judas, having procured a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. The betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I kiss is the man. Seize him. Lead him away under your guard."
And when he came, he went up to him at once and said,
"Rabbi."
And he kissed him. And Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said to them,
"Whom do you seek?"
"Jesus of Nazareth."
"I am he."
When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. So he asked them again,
"Whom do you seek?"
"Jesus of Nazareth."
"I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these men go."
This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken,
"Of those whom you have given me, I have lost not one."
Then Simon Peter, having a sword, struck the high priest's servant, cut off his right ear. The servant's name was
Malchus.
"Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me? Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled? That it must be so."
And he touched his ear and healed him.
"Do you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all of this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled."
Then all the disciples left him and fled.
So the band of soldiers and their captains and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him, and they led him to the high priest.
Peter had followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them.
Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying,
"Woman, I do not know him."
And a little later, someone else saw him and said,
"You also are one of them."
"Man, I am not."
And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying,
"Certainly, this man also is with him, for he too is a Galilean."
"Man, I do not know what you are talking about."
And immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him,
"Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times.
He went out and wept bitterly. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying,
"We heard this man say, 'I will destroy the temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days build another, not made with hands.'"
Yet even about this, their testimony did not agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus,
"Have you no answer to make? What is it these men testify against you?"
But he remained silent and made no answer. Again, the high priest asked him,
"Are you Christ, the Son of the Blessed?"
"I am. And you will see the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven."
And the high priest tore his garments and said,
"What further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?"
And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to strike him, saying to him,
Prophesy! Who is it that struck you?
And they said many other things against him, blaspheming him. And the guards received him with blows.
After these things, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes. And they led Jesus into their court, and they said,
If you are the Christ, tell us.
If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God.
Are you the Son of God, then?
You say that I am.
What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips.
They led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate entered headquarters again and said to them,
What accusations do you bring against this man?
If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him up to you.
But they began to accuse him, saying,
We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar and saying that he himself is Christ, a king.
Well, take him yourselves, judge him by your own law.
It is unlawful for us to put any man to death.
This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken, to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him,
Are you the king of the Jews?
Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say this to you about me?
Am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?
My kingdom is not of the world. If my kingdom were of the world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world.
So you are a king.
You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice.
What is truth?
After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them,
I find no guilt in him.
But they were urgent, saying,
This man stirs up trouble, speaking throughout all of Judea, from Galilee even to this place.
The feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any prisoner whom they wanted, and they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them,
Which of these two would you have me deliver over to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?
For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was on the judgment seat, Pilate's wife sent word to him,
Have nothing to do with that righteous man. For I have suffered much because of him today in a dream.
And the chief priests of the Jews convinced many of the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to deliver up Jesus.
Which of these two would you have me deliver over to you?
Barabbas! Then Pilate took Jesus and flogged him. Pilate went out again and said to them,
See, I am bringing him out to you. You may see that I find no guilt in him. Behold the man.
When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out,
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Well, take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him.
We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he has made himself the Son of God.
When Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. He entered his headquarters again and said to Jesus,
Where are you from?
But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him,
Will you not answer me? Do you not know that I have the authority to crucify you and the authority to release you?
You would have no authority over me at all had it not been given you from above. Therefore, he who has delivered me over to you has the greater sin.
From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out,
If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar's.
Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar.
So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying,
I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves.
And all the people answered,
His blood be on us and on our children.
When they had released Barabbas and scourged Jesus, they delivered him up to be crucified.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying,
Hail, King of the Jews!
And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head.
Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they got to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him. And the criminals, one on his right and one on his left.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read,
Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
Many Jews read this, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. It was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek.
The chief priests of the Jews said to the governor,
Do not write the King of the Jews, but rather, this man said I am the King of the Jews.
What I have written, I have written.
When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another,
Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be.
This was to fulfill the scripture which says,
They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
So the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother,
Woman, behold your son.
And he said to his disciple,
Behold your mother.
And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying,
You, who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.
And the chief priests and scribes and elders mocked him, saying, He saved others. He cannot save himself.
He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him.
He taught that God saves. Let God deliver him now if he desires him.
For he said, I am the Son of God.
Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying,
Eli! Eli! Lama sabachthani!
That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said,
This man is calling Elijah.
After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, set to fulfill the scriptures.
I thirst.
A jar full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth.
He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to slaughter, but he opened not his mouth. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, of one from whom men hide their faces. We esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was for our iniquities, truly this man was the Son of God.
chastisement that brought us peace, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Surely he has borne our griefs
and carried our sorrows,
yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God.
But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities.
Truly this man was the Son of God.
Those who were crucified with him defiled him in the same way. One of the robbers said,
"Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us!"
Do you not fear God? You are under the same condemnation. For we, indeed justly, who are receiving due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. This is the King of the Jews. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Truly is born our griefs, carried our sorrows, and we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Truly this man was innocent.
The temple is torn in two from top to bottom.
There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James the Younger and of Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him. And there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem.
Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the body would not remain there overnight, the Jews asked that their legs might be broken so that they might be taken away.
So the soldiers came, and they broke the legs of the first, and of the other who had been crucified with him. When they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. One of the soldiers took a spear and pierced his side, and at once there came out blood and water. He who has seen has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you may also believe. For these things have been written that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
Not one of his bones will be broken.
And again, another scripture says,
they will look upon him whom they have pierced.
And after these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, went to Pilate and asked that he might take away the body of Jesus. So Pilate gave him permission, and he came and took away the body.
Nicodemus, earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and wrapped it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews.
Now in the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and because the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there.
Now they saw the women who had come to the tomb, and saw the tomb and where Jesus had been laid. And she went away and prepared ointments and spices, and rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment.
The next day, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said,
"Sir, we remember that how that impostor said, like he was still alive.
After 3 days,
I will rise. Therefore, order the tomb to be
made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' The last fraud will be worse than the first."
"You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can."
So they secured the tomb, sealing it with a stone and setting a guard.
Now after the Sabbath, for the dawn of the first day, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark.
And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled away the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, his clothing as white as snow. For fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said,
"Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen as he said. Remember how he told you while he filled Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. Nothing he rise. He is not here, for he is risen. What do you seek, the living among them?
These things, Mary turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?"
Supposing him to be the gardener, she said,
"Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away."
"Mary."
"Rabboni!"
"Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go and tell my brothers that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
So Mary Magdalene went. She told the disciples all that had taken place.
"I have seen the Lord."
And that he had said these things to her.
And behold, Jesus met them and said,
"Greetings."
When they came up, they took hold of his feet and worshipped him. And he said to them,
"Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
But while they were going, behold, the guard of soldiers went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. So the chief priests gathered together, took counsel, and they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers, saying,
"Tell the people that his disciples came by night while we were asleep. And if this word reaches the governor's ears, this will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble."
So the soldiers took the money and did as they were told. And to this day, that is the story that has been spread among the Jews.
Now on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them.
Peace be with you.
When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord.
Peace be with you. As my Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.
And when he had said these things, he breathed on them and said to them,
Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If we withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld.
Unless I see within his hands and place my hand into his side and place my fingers into the mark of the nails, I will never believe. Unless I see within his hands and place my hand into his side and place my fingers into the mark of the nails, I will never believe. I will never believe. Who have not seen and yet have These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you. That everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And the Lord opened their minds to the scriptures that they might understand.
Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And you will be my witnesses to the end of the earth. Go therefore into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and Holy Spirit. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me,
surely.
Brothers of the gospel, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried and raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and also to the 12.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. For whoever believes is saved.
For whoever has life has the Son, but whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. Therefore, we implore you, on behalf of Christ,
be reconciled to God.
For our sake, he became sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord.
It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
For with the mouth one confesses and is justified, and with the heart one believes and is saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
I shall dwell